Chapter 5. Engagement Assessment. Engagement Assessment Methods. Engagement can be assessed two ways. The first applies to planned engagements and examines the effectiveness of a given interaction as a discrete event. The second applies to SLE in conjunction with the complementary efforts of other information-related capabilities, IRCs, in support of an engagement strategy. This chapter focuses on engagement assessment or the effectiveness of a deliberate engagement in achieving its intended outcomes. Worksheets to prepare and track progress are in Appendix B. Refer to the print version for examples. Logic of the effort. The logic of any activity or operation is simply an articulation of how planners see that activity or operation unfolding. It essentially makes clear the process of action, reaction, and counteraction. Assessment confirms whether the hypothesis of the engagement proved valid. The logic of the effort is an iterative process that establishes a hypothesis of change, tests that hypothesis, and then revises the logic and hypothesis accordingly. It is similar to bracketing indirect fire by making adjustments until rounds impact the target and fire for effect is directed. In the case of SLE, it helps to focus the execution of an SLE, enhance its chances of success, and conserve resources. It also applies to an engagement strategy to ensure desired effects are achieved with minimal resource expenditure. Establishing a baseline. SLE planners and executors assess the effectiveness of an activity or the degree of change by establishing a baseline. Establishing a baseline for engagements is similar to registering an artillery target. It provides a reference from which adjustments can be measured. Determining a baseline for deliberate SLE is challenging because it requires planners to understand the attitudes and motivations of the engagement subject on issues, and these individuals often guard their interests. An engagement subject is an individual or group selected for soldier and leader engagement. On the example SLE worksheet in Appendix B of the printed version of this publication, there is space for capturing the relevant actor's most likely desired outcome and strategy. In similar fashion, their stance on a particular issue at the start of the engagement process is a matter of informed conjecture that is refined with additional information. Additional information on counterpart attitudes, motivations, and interests can be obtained in some of the following ways. Conducting research on the relevant actor, particularly if the person has given speeches or other public communication or been the subject or interviewee in news articles. Conducting preliminary or introductory SLE to cultivate rapport and gain insights into the relevant actor's position on a specific topic or range of topics. Engaging other individuals within the relevant actor's network and synthesizing their respective inputs. Asking the relevant actor directly, recognizing their response may not be fully transparent. Once established, a baseline is used to measure progress. Refining a baseline occurs as more information is gathered. Soldier and Leader Engagement Objective Statement. An SLE objective statement incorporates and synthesizes multiple assessment measures. ATP 3-13.1 introduces a method for establishing IO objectives, MOPs, and MOs that can be applied to SLE. The rubric crafts objective statements using Effect Target Action Purpose, known as ETAP. The effect the SLE seeks to create, the relevant actor or audience to which this effect applies, the action or behavior the relevant actor needs to demonstrate, and the purpose of creating the effect and the desired action. Measures of performance. MOPs examine task accomplishment and ask whether the engagement team has done things right. MOPs are straightforward for a planned SLE and involve assessing the mechanics of its execution. The following questions can help frame MOP assessment. Did the engagement start on time? Did the engagement follow the planned agenda? Did the lead engager employ and stick to approved talking points? Which talking points and topics were addressed? What agreements were made? Did the gift exchange, if approved, occur? Did the pre-engagement research about the relevant actor's interests or alternatives prove accurate? Other questions may be applicable and will depend on the specific nature, conditions, and planned elements of the SLE. MOPs relevant to the conduct of the SLE consider the degree to which the lead engager applied the engagement variables presented in Chapter 3. A good outcome is one in which there is either no agreement, BATNA preferable, or an agreement that meets United States interests and the counterpart accepts, is the best of any options the engagement team could develop, is better than the BATNA, is viewed as fair and appropriate to all who can influence it, involved an appropriate, realistic, and well-defined commitment, created or extended the kind of relationship or relationships desired by the commander, is the product of effective communication measured by the confidence in the above and employment of useful norms during the conduct of the SLE. Measures of effectiveness. MOEs assess whether the engagement was effective in producing the desired effect or if re-engagement is necessary. It means determining whether the SLE fulfilled its objective, if another engagement is necessary, and whether other IRCs might have been more effective at achieving the desired outcome. MOEs are derived in tandem with the objective. Indicators. Units track the status of MOPs and MOEs using indicators. Indicators are observable items of information that help the engagement team or wider staff determine whether units conduct SLE to specified standards and generate the required effect or outcome. In terms of SLE, indicators are observables that occur primarily during the engagement itself. Examples can include such things as facial expressions, tone of verbal responses, hand gestures or other overt signals, and how others in the room respond. Tracking indicators requires attentiveness on the part of all members of the engagement team and may require additional team members to capture indicators. An observation plan with indicators and observers should be developed for engagements in the manner of a reconnaissance plan with named areas of interest, observers, and timings. Indicators and observers provide their observations to the note-taker during the informal and formal AARs. Re-engagement. When attacking physical targets, assessment is essential to determining whether re-engagement is necessary. The same is true when assessing SLE, perhaps even more so, because influencing change in a relevant actor is among the most difficult challenges facing Army units, leaders, and soldiers. If any MOE reveals desired effects are not fully met, or the outcomes of the engagement are assessed to be different from the desired outcomes, re-engagement is likely required. There may be instances where re-engagement is not the best choice to achieve intended outcomes. If assessment concludes that a particular actor or audience will not be sufficiently influenced by re-engagement, then employment of another IRC or set of IRCs may yield the desired results. It may also be the case that rather than re-engage the same actor or audience, a fresh engagement with another subject may produce the effects or outcomes necessary to achieve objectives.